With all the challenges in the ag industry, one thing is for certain. Our cash cattle market remains strong. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update.
Saw some pretty good cash strength there last week. You know, I think that kind of drove the market higher up in the north. Saw sales up into the 224 range.
That's Austin Schroeder with Brugler Marketing based out of Crofton, Nebraska.
I think, you know, if you look at it, kind of what to expect here this week, you saw a little bit of a stronger box beef action last week. In fact, one of those days posted the highest choice cutout we've seen since the COVID spike there back in 2020. So we kind of took out some of those 2022 highs. And, you know, so I think if you look at that box strength and kind of throw it on over to the cash, I think you'll probably see some firmer cash market, if not some strength here again this week.
And when you look at the hog market, the June and July contracts have now gone over that $100 level.
Yeah, from a technical standpoint, that $100 level is kind of providing a little bit of a resistance here. We're trying to hold some closes above it, but we seem to have a little bit of trouble with that. Are some technical resistance points there around the 102 mark as well. So I think if we can get past this $100 level, you know, we can maybe get some strength up back above those to those contract highs from back at the middle part of February, up around the 106 area on the June contract. But again, we're kind of having a little bit of pressure getting up in there.
And when it comes to our grain markets, it's a weather factor.
Yeah, I think weather's kind of driving a little bit of it. I mean, if you look at the Corn Belt or whatnot over the last week, we did get a little bit of rainfall, but for the most part, especially in the Western Corn Belt, it's been a little bit drier in the areas over east where it has been a little bit wetter. If you look at the 7-day forecast, quite a bit of the main corn and bean growing regions are looking at pretty dry weather. So I think there's taking a little bit of weather premium out of the market here.
And many eyes are going to be watching what the USDA comes up with. They have a USDA crop production report coming out on Monday. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.